Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
We're talking the glamour days of the 40s, 50s and the 60s, but that has not been overlooked by Newcastle Museum. Julie Baird, manager at the museum, have you glammed up for us this morning? What have you put on?
Oh, definitely. We've got the Navy ensemble on for you this morning and all your listeners. We thought we needed to be elegant today.
You are always elegant, but I do appreciate you dressing up for the wireless. You know, it was a more elegant time. And, you know, when you look at the likes of Frank Sinatra and all those golden years of Hollywood, and you think that they did take more time in how they dressed and how they looked. And it has been lost over the last, well, probably 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, the level of effort, and, you know, particularly, like, with women, you made sure your hat and your gloves matched and your handbag and your shoes. And, you know, my nana wouldn't leave the house without all that. She'd go to the beach with a fur stole around her neck, and she wasn't anyone special. She was just a nice working-class woman. But that kind of level of almost rules of dressing are out the window.
Well, nothing stays the same forever, and we understand that. And I remember my mother telling me, because I lost my mum's father, my grandfather on mum's side, fairly young, but she said he would never come to the breakfast table in the morning unshaven without a shirt and tie on.
Wow. See, that's effort. Mm. That requires thought and process. I like that.
Well, it hasn't passed down onto me, but anyway, I'm always ever hopeful. So the exhibition's called Emporium. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we're really excited about this show. This has been in the planning for 2 years. And this show is basically, there was a shop in Albury, Wodonga, that when it was started in the 1920s by Syrian immigrants, and they never threw anything out. Mm. So if it didn't sell, it got put aside, tags and all, brand spanking new. And then when the last of the family died in the 90s, it all came holus bolus to the museum in Albury, and they've got an exhibition of this amazing family shop material. So for me, like, unpacking things like 1950s bras with the tag still on it and children's clothing from then, and, you know, men's cozzies, which are rare as hen's teeth from a museum perspective, fantastic and amazing sort of insight into what was sold in shops back then.
Well, this would be pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence where you get so much, well, unused gear in such a large amount.
Yeah, and it's also got all their ads as well. So you can see the advertisement up behind the actual objects that were for sale. And, you know, for me, it's basically the same stuff that you could have walked into Wynns or Rundle's or anywhere in Newcastle in that era, and you would have seen stamina trousers for little boys, and you would have seen the same advertisements up. So for us, it's this fantastic opportunity to celebrate that era.
Well, we're taking a step back into time where most of, if not 100% of the clothes were, if not manufactured locally, were Australian made. There were some very interesting local brands. And as I said, there was more attention was paid to the way we dressed. Not only that, think about our shoes. You know, it was leather shoes, and they were always shiny for the gentlemen.
Yeah. Certainly not for some of the kids. If you look at photographs from the time, there's an awful lot of barefoot kids running around. But yeah, and I guess for that, this shop was really neat too, because if you went there and you were a man, you went in a different door than if you were a woman.
Really?
So the men's door led you into sporting gear.
Of course.
And men's clothes. And the women's door led you into children's clothes, haberdashery, women's. So it was all the stuff that you could have possibly needed for the house as well. So that kind of era where, I guess now you still have it in malls. And, you know, if you go to a mall and you go into the women's clothing section, there's always a chair for the bloke to sit down and zone out in. But this was quite hardcore of changing direction.
But you think about this, Julie. Now you have not so much, well, unisex change rooms. Cast your mind back to 1940 or 1950. They would not even begin to think of a man being anywhere near a lady trying on clothes. But these days, it's, you know, if you're the guys, you go right. If you're the girls, you go left.
Yeah, and so I guess for us, that kind of opportunity to actually have a look at that and to look at all the, you know, it's the end of rationing. Australia's quite wealthy at the time, particularly regional areas that are still working on the sheep's back, and or in our case, on coal and steel. So, you know, it certainly was a time where people took the time to dress. People wore very similar things. So there were certain rules. So you always had a hat. Your hems, if you're a woman, came to a certain length. So
fair enough,
too. So if you look at photos of women lined up, no matter how high, you're 5 foot three or you're 5 foot 11, your hem was exactly the same length from the ground.
Yes.
So women, if you look at a photo of the Melbourne Cup back in the day, you could draw a line where the hems went to on the ground. So, yeah, fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it certainly is. And when you talk about Melbourne Cup then and Melbourne Cup now, you talk about being on the ground. The line was from the hem, and unfortunately more and more it's people on the ground. But times have changed. I've got to say thanks for popping the pearls on today. You are looking glamorous. Emporium is running through till March 5 next year at the museum, so great opportunity to take a step back in time to what a lot of people say was a simpler time. Julie, thank you.
You're welcome, and people are most welcome to come down Friday night. We're having a 50s fair, so if you want to recreate that time, come down to the museum and have a party.
I'll grab my fedora.
Perfect.
See you then. Julie, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
2NUR FM 103.7.